Magdalen Bridge, called Great Bridge. During Roman times, the River Cam was fully navigable from the Wash as far as Cambridge and was the northernmost point where transport from East Anglia to the Midlands was practicable. Therefore, Magdalen Bridge marks the site of an important Roman-era river crossing. It used to be known as Great Bridge. All routes, both local and long distance, had to converge on this crossing point, giving it immense strategic importance in times of peace for trade and in times of war to control armies and supplies, which happened during the English Civil War, when the city was divided between those who supported the king and those who supported Parliament. The river was the most important means of transport for goods and services for Cambridge from 1118 onwards. But this all changed in 1845 with the opening of the railway to London, which dealt the river trade its death blow. Up until then, the River Cam was the essential travel and trading route by which Cambridge was fed and built, with boats bringing fish and grain, meat and salt, coal and reeds, timber and stone. River Cam and sewage. As the population of Cambridge surged with businesses and housing, plus the university growing, there was a problem with sewage and smells in the River Cam. Not only did this cause discomfort to breathing and health problems, it also spread diseases such as typhoid and cholera. The terrible stench and state of the river was noticed alike by poor and rich, worker and monarch. On a visit to Cambridge in 1843, Queen Victoria asked, "What are those pieces of paper floating in the river?" Rather than saying they were book and newspaper pages used as toilet paper, the tactful answer was, "Those, ma'am, are notices for the students to say that bathing is forbidden." By the end of the Victorian era, the River Cam was finally cleaned when the pumping station was built on Riverside in 1894, through which the sewage from the city was pumped out to the village of Milton, powered by steam pressure. It was only then that leisure became the main activity on the River Cam, instead of traders, with punts and rowing boats replacing barges and sailing skips. Boating and bathing. But the Cambridge University Boat Club was founded in 1827, and the first competitions, called bumping races, started in Cambridge in 1828. So these students were rowing in raw sewage during the early days. This form of racing developed out of chasing crews along the Cam because the river was too narrow for the boats to race side by side. It must have been difficult for the students to be using the river when it was still the main place where the colleges put their sewage. But the river experience was transformed with the building of pipes and the pumping station by the end of the Victorian era. This was when swimming in the river became possible, with pleasure spots created at Cove Fen and Ship's Green, where bathers preferred to bathe upstream where the river was cleanest. Dave Cohen, the CBBC's Horrible Histories songwriter, has written some funny songs about the River Cam, which you can listen to and sing along to using our website.